Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for the take with James Strebel.
My daughter's like me, and she gets all over her face and stuff.
The take with James Strebel.
Shut up! Shut up! Suck!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Wasn't the story that he'd be open to a return to the NBA? Is that what it was? Now I've lost you again. What are you doing?
Hang on, Dave. We're having some technical difficulties.
Process and say okay. This is what happens.
Yeah, give me a second. I'm going to shoot the break. I'll be right back.
All right, you got 1 hour till your weekend. 1 hour until your weekend, or maybe you're already done and you're on your weekend. Who knows? But whatever the case, we've got you here for the last hour here on The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. I'm James Strebel. I got Mitchell Hannigan helping me out along the way, doing a great job today. Fantastic work there, Mitchell. Talked a lot of sports today. Did some funny stuff in between here and there. Talked about most sensitive fans on Twitter. Did a little bit of Father's Day prep for you all. Talked about Bryce, Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau and the fake, I just lost my brain right there. Their fake rivalry there. But we have talked a lot about name, image, and likeness, and we just had John Hale on about 30 minutes ago, and he talked about what Kentucky's doing and that something's going to happen in July. Well, this just came down from The Athletic's Nicole Auerbach. She tweeted, got a copy of a memo NCAA President Mark Emmert sent out to everyone in Divisions 1, 2, and 3 this afternoon urging the D1 Council to pass name, image, likeness legislation before the end of the month. So they've got about 2 weeks, a week and a half, or whatever. And she says, continued, and if not, so this is from the NCAA, quote, if, however, NCAA rule changes are not in place by July, please know that I will work with our governance bodies to develop temporary policies that assure student athletes that they will not become trapped in such circumstances and that all will have name, image, likeness opportunities. I have directed my staff to create proposals to this end. We will provide more details next week as this approach is reviewed by the NCAA Board of Governors and the Divisional Governance Body. So, folks, it's happening. And she said that the memo first reported by Ralph Druso of the Associated Press. So there you go, Mitch. It's happening. I didn't think it happened this fast. I really didn't. Once that deadline started approaching for the states to pass that bill, it's going to go into effect July 1st. I thought it'd be a battle. I thought we'd be stuck in some sort of weird limbo, as normally happens with the NCAA, but they are making an effort to move on this, and I applaud it. I mean, as selfishly as a Kentucky fan, it couldn't come at a better time. I know the G League reportedly by Adam Zagoria is ready to offer Jalen Duren, the number one player in 2022, looking to possibly reclassify to 2021. He is visiting Kentucky either next week or the week after. This is the perfect time for John Calipari to sit him down and say, hey, look, understand the G League can pay you $1 million now. But if you want better exposure, you want to be on national TV, because the G League ain't on national TV. They're not. They're on like ESPN. Well, they are on national TV, but it's like ESPN2 at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday in January. Ain't nobody watching it.
And what do they promote during those games usually? Oh, no, it's college basketball.
Well, college basketball. Yeah, no, you're
like,
right.
Hey, here's the college basketball games we got later on tonight.
But ESPN itself does not promote the G League at all. Like, you wouldn't know it was on unless you were going through your TV guide, like the guide on the TV, not the old school paper copy TV guide, that you're scrolling through your guide on Spectrum or DirecTV or whatever you have, and you say, oh, wow, G League basketball, okay. They do nothing to promote it. They do nothing to tell people it's on. So John Calipari can now have a serious discussion with Jalen Duren and say, hey, look, you can make money and be on the biggest stage in college basketball. You can be on primetime television playing Duke the first game in November, And that's going to up your stock more than playing in the G League. I guarantee that's going to be his pitch. This is perfect. This is absolutely perfect. And I know the Miami stuff is kind of out there. John Hale talked about it today. Travis Branham talked about the Miami connections yesterday. But if John Calipari can sit down and say, hey, look, they don't care about basketball in Miami. You want to come make money in college basketball? Lexington is the place to be. So I'm happy as hell. Also, Texter brings up a good point. That means that the NCAA video games could be ready for Christmas. I know that's a big deal. When I was in high school and college playing NCAA football.
Oh, it was a huge deal for us.
Oh, man. NCAA football, to me, in the early 2000s on PlayStation 2, some of the best, and I know that sounds old and musty and crusty and dinosaur worthy, like I'm a fossil, like I'm stuck in amber, like some ancient mosquito with a Tyrannosaurus Rex blood still stuck in my body, like in Jurassic Park. I know how ancient I sound, but when I was on PlayStation 2 and I'd simulate seasons on NCAA football, my buddies, we'd get around, we'd get like a case of beer, and we'd just sit and simulate seasons, get hammered, and have a great time. So those college football, specifically college football games, are legendary as far as I'm concerned. So looking forward to that. Yeah, this is going to be a game changer for programs like Kentucky, programs like Louisville. And I know everybody's like, oh, Jamie, you hate Louisville. Look, this could be good for Louisville. I know I crush Louisville. I know I make fun of Louisville. But Louisville has a fan base that does care. They have a fan base that does pay attention. And they have a fan base that will support this. I think that 100%. And all the people that were littering the text line earlier, 437-9680, they were littering the text line earlier with, what if Mark Cuban buys a team or blah, 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 and all this stuff. It's like, they're going to have legislation to prevent that kind of thing from happening. This isn't going to be like the Wild West where everybody can do whatever the hell they want. They're going to put limits on it. They're going to put caps on it. These guys are getting paid anyway. That's the dirty secret. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Zion Williamson got paid. Is there anybody that doesn't think that Zion Williamson didn't get paid? Anthony Davis probably got paid. We don't know for sure, but you know what? I'm going to side on the side that, yeah, he probably did. These guys are getting paid anyway. Why not make it less shady and out in the open? That way people don't get caught. People don't get in trouble. Now, I think we have a special guest. Mitchell, do we have a special guest?
We do.
Who's our special guest?
Why don't you? You're the host. Why don't you introduce
Andy
him?
Sweeney joins us. Andy, how's it going, buddy?
Fellas, I'm just checking in. Hello. How's everything going? Have you been talking a lot of Cole Beasley today?
Oh yeah, we actually
a lot of Cole Beasley.
We talked a little bit about Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka's fake feud. That's what I called
it. John Stockton too.
I didn't see the John Stockton stuff.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
So you didn't see any of the professional athletes going anti-COVID today?
No, I didn't. No,
John Stockton went anti-COVID. He also went anti-championship decades ago. So it's perfect for him.
It sticks with his brand, that's for sure.
You've been doing fakest fan bases? Is that what I heard?
Or
angriest fan in each fan base?
Most sensitive fans on Twitter.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
well, that would be all Louisville fans.
Yeah, well, that was one of our texts.
That would be the majority of Louisville fans, right? You know, that's what you guys came up with?
I mean, Streeple just opened up the wormhole. It's like, hey, Mitch, who do you think is the most sensitive person on Twitter? And that's the text line. Of course, the text line's just brutal and be like, it's Blank and Baker. It's Ethan Moore. It's
Rummage. I don't think it's Blank. I think Blank takes the shots pretty well, right? Don't you think?
He does. It's usually those texts or those Twitter handles with a lot of numbers in it. That was the Louisville sensitive one.
There's a Kevin Guy on Card Chronicle. That would be one of them.
Oh, there you go. Okay, yeah, Kevin Guy on Card Chronicle. And then our guy Just a Tip won it for Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was the most sensitive. Yeah, I wonder if he got a trophy.
That's the guy that represents BBN.
Yes.
Congratulations.
No, actually, we've been talking heavily about name, image, likeness as Nicole Arbach just dropped the bomb that the NCAA is actually going to act in July.
Act what? Act they're, stupid?
Well, no, that, but they're oh. but they're going to pass some type of legislation for name,
there
image, and likeness.
Go.
So it's happening. And Jalen Duren, Andy, he's coming. Oh, he's coming at the right time.
Mitch, help me here. What's going on? Is this Jalen Duren thing real? I haven't seen anything going on in sports, like nothing, in the last like 2-3 days. I have no idea what's going on.
We had Travis Branham on from 247 yesterday. He said it was a Miami lean. So I don't know why you would want to go play with Jim Larrañaga, but
you can't lose him to Jim Larrañaga.
No,
that bum. You can't lose. Like if you lose him to the G League, everyone understands.
Sure.
If you lose them to, I mean, hell, Gonzaga or UCLA and the little man Mick Cronin or whatever it may be, you'll understand. But not Miami.
No.
Like, they don't have anything going for them.
They're terrible. Everybody left. The whole team left.
If this NIL gets passed and there's a level playing field, then, I mean, you gotta get this
Well,
guy.
Here's what you gotta think. Jalen Duren, how will he match up this year with Reggie Wheeler? You know what? I wouldn't mind taking phone calls for the next 10 minutes.
267-9680.
Yeah, 267-9680. I mean, Mitch, you have to think Malik there. You would rather have Malik Williams than Jalen Duren, right? In your world, that'd probably be the way it needs to be.
Oh, absolutely. You want the crafty veteran that's the anchor on defense than the, you know, prospected number one NBA lottery pick. I mean, you get an anchor or you get a lottery pick. I don't know which one you take, Andy. Which one would you go for?
I mean, Kentucky's not getting this kid.
He is. I think the name, image, likeness stuff is going to push it over the edge. I do. And if they lose them to the G League, they lose them to the G League. I'm with you. But you can't lose them to Jim Larrañaga. They don't have a team. Matt freaking Cross said deuces. Matt Cross.
Matt Cross might want to rethink that.
He might now.
He's like, wait a minute.
Hold on a second. Is this Jalen Duren guy for real? Are you really going to Miami? Coach Mack, we need to talk.
Else did Brandon say? That he's overrated? Did he say Jalen Duren's overrated?
No,
what did he say?
He says he's a straight dude. He's like, okay, he's like, this guy can play in the NBA today.
Well, you got Lance Ware. You know? What can I tell you?
Lance Welder, look.
He's the leader.
I keep seeing that he's the, quote, leader. I'm like,
Mitch, you hear that? Lance Ware is the team leader. Did you hear
that? I did not hear
that.
That's great.
That's a new thing
leader
in BBN
land. Leader of the youth camp? Like,
yeah, I think so. He's directing the satellite camps. He's the leader of directing this.
Dexter brings up a good point. Miami has Lexington beat on the Insta-babes.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, talk to PJ Washington and Tyler Hero about that. Those Insta-babes, they'll fly to Lexington. We saw the Insta-babes when PJ Washington was playing. They're sitting
front row.
Well,
that was just PJ.
And it could be anybody.
Text that in? Who texted that in?
It may have been Larry Vaught. He definitely isn't a sensitive man on Twitter. He's not sensitive at all.
I don't want to nuke your segment. I was just saying hello to you fellas. You guys got the mixtape coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes. Mitch, how do you feel about the mixtape? You feel good about it?
I feel pretty good. We got some late haymakers from Crumbs Revenge and Greer today, so I feel pretty...
Oh, Lord heavens. What kind of stuff did Crumbs? I can only imagine. Oh, my God. What was Crumbs Revenge going on about? Because he doesn't watch sports.
No,
he doesn't. He got alerted today about Coach McDonald possibly leaving. He did not know that.
Oh, he didn't know that?
No, he didn't.
He didn't know the Ole Miss rumors?
No, he did not.
You know the problem with the damn McDonald stuff? It's too quiet.
It's really quiet.
I would rather have his name out there. Of course, now I don't go to any blogs for college baseball, but I would rather have his name out there and have it all out in the open than the silence. The silence is what scares me.
Do you want to hear some sound real quick while you're hanging out?
Sure.
Mitch, will you play the Brian Hall sound for Andy, please?
I just don't know what the context of it is.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the context is. Don't worry about the context. I don't know, Andy.
Why is Mitch afraid? Why is Mitch of all people afraid?
He did this earlier today. He's like, I don't know the context. Don't get mad at me. I'm like,
because
who cares?
Because I was scrambling cutting Maven and Brian sound, okay? I was scrambling. I was
right?
I was just ferociously trying to catch up on their show, and I heard this. I was like, Round Daddy could have fun with this. I don't know what the context is.
So you just happened to just hit space bar.
Right.
Right? And I just happened to stumble upon this.
I had no idea what the context
is. Okay.
It's awesome.
I didn't even make the league, you know what I'm saying, or I didn't stick yet. Y'all are going to have to play a lot better than me just to get anywhere near the dreams y'all want to accomplished. So,
just wait another month and a half, and after Donovan Mitchell wins the NBA Finals, and he's back there working out with Ross McManus.
Listen.
He's alleging Ross McManus is going to take Donovan Mitchell to the next level.
Make him better. To the stratosphere, Andy.
I like that. What do you mean you don't know what context that is in, Mitch?
That's exactly what I said.
You exactly know the context it's in. He's saying that Ross McManus is going to take a finals MVP, and he's going to make him even better. That's the context.
God, it was great. He played that. He was hemming and hawing, just like he was doing here. He's hemming and hawing. Well, I don't know. And I was like,
That's fantastic.
And I heard that. I fell in love with it. It was
great
sound.
Why would you not want to play that? I don't understand why you wouldn't want to play that. That's right. right up your snarky alley of Donovan Mitchell stuff. And I saw you because I knew I was, what was it, Wednesday night, Mitch? I mean, you're calling out everybody. You're calling out Annis. You're calling out the state of Lou.
Yeah, well, they're a little sleepy.
You're premature sometimes.
I was worried. I was sitting back. I was like, when do I send off the tweets?
You didn't wait at all.
I sent Ennis a text, and Ennis responded. He's like, I'm going to bed. The Jazz are losing this game.
Ennis is going to bed.
And so I wait. Yeah, they probably were a little premature, but I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. What time's the game tonight? I mean, 10 o'clock, but it's, according to Woj, Mitchell's a game-time decision, so I don't know what to do with that.
He's going to play.
He's going to play.
He's going to be hobbling around out there. There's no way he doesn't play.
Mitch is in a tough spot because he struck out on this soccer bet that he just had with England. Yeah.
How many units is Ents down?
It was a nil-nil draw. So,
oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It was not fun at all.
No, not at all.
I'm sure Strieble had nothing snarky to say about that when you're watching that in the studio. And 0-0 after 100 minutes of play.
I'm sure he was kind and cuddly. Yeah, I crushed England. I just crushed them. It was.
Why are you crushing England? That's everyone that looks like me, like a balding fat white guy in England.
Oh, they are. That's me. And they always said that everyone always says they're going to be good. Like, watch out
for
England.
No one ever says they're good.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah. I remember when Wayne Rooney was playing. They're going to make a run at the World Cup.
That was like a decade ago.
But every year, even Ince, not that I want to give too much credit to Ince. He agreed with my soccer take. He's like, you don't know anything about soccer, but you're right about England. I'm like, thank you. I know at least one thing.
You see all these Kentucky players flexing? On social media.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Mikel Crowdis and others are all jacked up.
They're looking good.
Body's not quite as good as...
Jamin Davis.
As Jamin Davis.
But I did ask... You'll like this. I did ask John Hale a really bad fanboy question. This is the last question. I asked him which players look like who has the most impressive bodies of the player he's seen.
Football or basketball?
Basketball. He's been to all these camps.
Oh, has he? He's been following them around every single camp.
Yeah, he went to all the camps.
How about that?
So I was like, which one looks the best? You know what he said?
Well, the answer, Sheboy, he's not there.
He's not there. No, he said that. You're exactly right. So he said that's the answer, but not the guys that are there.
The guys that are there, best body, I'm going to go Sevier Wheeler.
Jacob Toppin.
How about that? There you go.
He grew again.
He's going to be the X Factor this season.
Watch out. It's Toppin time in the bluegrass, Andy. Toppin time.
Can I play something? It's not going to make the mixtape, but it just makes my heart happy.
Yeah.
Do you know the context of it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's just Dan Issel talking about Qdoba.
Can't remember. Was it a Qdoba?
How does that not make the mixtape? That's good.
Okay, it's 2 seconds.
I mean, certainly there's enough time. To include in the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic that he doesn't know how to say Qdoba. Yeah.
I've never heard it pronounced that way.
It was Qdoba. It was great. It was fantastic. Anytime Dan Issel says something. Oh, by the way, so Blankenbaker's here.
Oh, boy. So you guys are having to face off against him. He cannot be happy about that.
I went over to the 93.9 studios while he was in there with Biscuit, and I smiled real big and waved at him.
Oh, boy.
Big smile, big wave. He looked at me, waved back, and then he went on. But while I did that, Grossman takes off his headphones and goes, he's still mad about trivia. He's talking about it right now.
We should be the ones that are mad, not him. Why is he mad?
I don't know. But I told him, I said 9:30 on Tuesday, so we'll see what happens.
You're not mad. I am.
I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here with a big smile on my face, ready to go.
You're going to fail on these trivia questions.
Even if I do.
You have to pay process off.
Haven't thought about texting process. Lay off the baseball questions, buddy. You know what I mean?
Lay off an Oakland A's question that nobody cares about.
Yeah, don't ask who
name
the MVP.
Name seven of the top 35 closers that, you know, fill in the blank. Yeah, something ridiculous.
Lay off those. Yeah, who is the AL MVP in 1942? No, I'm good. Yeah, lay off those questions, process, and we'll be straight. We'll be good to go.
Well, good. I mean, I still don't think you're going to show, But we'll see. I mean, there'll be a baseball practice. There'll be something.
I'm planning on being here now, right at this moment. At
yeah, there it is,
5:21.
Right, before we yeah, take, I be- mean, that's a no.
June 18th.
Before we take a break and get into the mixtape, what's Strebel going on? Got going on this weekend? Let's
yeah,
go.
What's the Father's Day? Have you guys talked about Father's Day and all? What's happening?
Well, I know that tomorrow I'm going to one of my friend's house. He's having a little swim party.
Of course.
So we're going to do a little
another one,
swim,
Andy.
Swim.
Ground pool, above ground.
In ground pool.
I mean, every one of your buddies is just loaded with in-ground pools.
Yeah.
Like, you know several people with in-ground pools.
I do.
Like, I know, like, two people, maybe.
Anyone. Like, even back home, like, in Murray, Kentucky, I don't have a single buddy that has in-ground
Murray, Kentucky. Well, come on. Yeah, come on.
They got those plastic pools that.
Yeah, what are we doing here,
sell
Murray?
Walmart.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Well, and then Sunday, you know, whatever my wife has planned, I don't know, but I do plan
well,
on.
Says she's working, so.
That night, yeah, she's working that night, but, you know, during the day, there'll be things planned, and I'll be, you know, the one thing I ask is, like, I just want to grill out. That's all I want to do. Just let me grill out
but you can
and
grill
be happy.
Out, you can grill out any night of the week.
I know, but I still like
literally.
Doing it. Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
like,
but here's
at least
the thing. If your wife. Boy, I stepped on that. If your wife is having to go to work at what time? Like 8 o'clock at night, something like that.
She leaves at 6:20, 6:30.
When's she gonna sleep?
Well, she'll sleep at some point. She'll sleep at some point during the day. Maybe while I'm grilling, she'll go to take a nap.
So essentially, you're gonna have a day completely to yourself. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Because your wife's gonna have to sleep at some point here.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I have a day basically to myself. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And the kids are old enough now, Andy, where they can entertain themselves. A little Netflix, a little Disney Plus, a little Xbox.
Yeah.
Let daddy have his day.
Kellen's playing video games with, you know, 45-year-old Daryl.
Calling him a...
In Paducah. Yeah.
Call him an effer or whatever. Kellen,
my uncle wants to play with us. That's when you have to log off the Xbox.
Uncle Daryl.
That, right?
Uncle Daryl enters the game, yeah. Enters Fortnite.
So Blank's mad at you guys.
He smiled and waved at me. I thought he did ignore me. I'll give him that. He did not ignore me. Normally, he ignored Mitch the other day, Monday or Tuesday, whatever day it was, he ignored Mitch. He acknowledged me, smiled, and waved. I did talk to Biscuit. We had a conversation, so he's not mad. He's fine.
Yeah, but it was Biscuit cowardly? Like, he knows Blank, you know, probably cheated? Or did he wouldn't say that, though.
He wouldn't
like
say
off
that.
The record.
No off-the-record discussions on that. No off-the-record discussions on that.
All right, fellas. Well, I got to get back to my stuff. I appreciate it. We will see you guys on Monday.
All right, see you on Monday, buddy. We're looking forward to it. Have a good weekend, Andy.
You as well. See you guys.
All right, Andy Sweeney, host of The Take, and he'll be back on Monday ready to go. All right, Mitch,
Before we take a break, because we forgot to do this last hour.
Oh, yeah, the Soccer City tickets.
Yeah, I got alerted last hour. We have four tickets to the Racing Louisville versus the Houston Dash game this Sunday, 3 o'clock kickoff. Four tickets, so let's just do the second caller. Four tickets
caller
for the Racing Louisville game this Sunday at 3 o'clock against the Houston Dash at Lynn Family Stadium. If you want those tickets, call in. We'll take the second caller, and that will be our winner.
Okay, so not Soccer City, but Louisville Racing. So Sunday, Louisville Racing, little Father's Day soccer. Sounds
Racing
good.
Racing Louisville, come on.
Racing Louisville, I'm sorry. Racing Louisville Soccer Sunday. It'll be a lot of fun. Caller number 267-9680 on the other end, Hightower Men Clinic, mixtape, let's go.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with James Strebel.
Is your young sister on it?
Yeah.
What's she up to?
You know, she's the PE teacher, so she's doing good. She's doing quite well.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe she would have some videos that Patty Ice could use. Patty Ice and his girl.
Oh, she works out a lot. Yeah, yeah. She's one of those. She goes to the gym
all
multiple
the time.
Times a week. Yes, yes. But sometimes twice.
Multiple
sometimes
times
twice
a week.
Sometimes
Jack.
Twice a day. I mean, she goes like 4 or 5 days a week, and sometimes she'll go twice. Yes, she's the exact opposite of me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I don't know about you all, but I'm ready for the weekend. Not that I really, quote, work all week during summer vacation, but the weekend's still the weekend. You got to be excited. So let's get you started right on your weekend with a little Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape. You know, Hightower Men's Clinic, they help you out with Peyronie's disease. You have a little erectile dysfunction. They don't use needles or anything like that. They have that pulse wave therapy that it helps you out, gets you back on track with your love life. Get contact with Hightower Men's Clinic. They will help you out. Hightower Men's Clinic. Let's get started here. Mitch, before we get off for Father's Day, who do you think wins the mixtape?
Oh, good question. I mean, it's got to be Blankenbaker.
I think it's I think you're right. I think it's going to be Blankenbaker. But to me, this feels like it's going to be a haymaker of a mixtape. So let's go ahead, Mitch. All your hard work is paying off right now. Let's get the mixtape started.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
Thank you, Lock Talk, for always reminding us of how that works. Let's get rolling. First sound.
But if I had come to you, Perrin, on Thursday and said, do you know Coach Cooper? Would you have had any idea?
Yes, but we fly too close to the sun.
I'd never heard of him.
I mean, I've like heard of him, but
what's his first name?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know him.
But I refer to everybody as, I don't like know him. Or, no. Like, I don't follow him, but like I have an idea who he is.
I have no idea. He could walk right in here and punch me in the face and I wouldn't know who he is.
Oh, man. Drew didn't know Coach Coop.
Like, the last two major stories to come out of there have been Luke McCaffrey and Cooper. And both of them, I just go, huh, that's kind of weird.
And neither of us knew who Cooper was last Thursday.
No, I have no idea who
I had no idea who he was. I'd never heard of him.
That's fantastic.
The worst kept secret amongst Louisville fans has been the news of David Cooper leaving the University of Louisville to go to the University of Georgia. Brian, would you admit that we had a head start on the news of David Cooper leaving, so much so that you forgot that we haven't even talked about it on air, because we, along with every other Louisville fan, has been talking about, damn, we lost David Cooper on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, I was going to say it started like midweek last week. And
I don't recall anybody talking about it before Friday. That's just me.
The cover of the packet book, it just says official and it's misspelled.
Well, you wonder, does somebody lose their job over that? Does a printing company lose their printing gig?
Oh, maybe that's why the guy left for Georgia.
I can listen to them laugh all day.
Yeah, the only thing...
Then you got to go so fast you can't even spell official right.
The only thing... And by the way, sometimes that's the printing company. Just I've been
don't this. Excuse this
no,
away.
No, I'm telling you, this has happened to me.
Of course.
It has reared its ugly head again. I shouldn't say ugly head. It's two beautiful heads.
They should not be allowed to do revisionist history. Well, actually, I said it wasn't a big deal. When he just hired us, said, whatever. No, you didn't. You taped. You went on these airways and you blah, blah, Coach Coop. Yeah, he's taking over the state. Sets back. And you had to add to the narrative. You, Dwayne Ledford, gone. Ponce, gone. Coop, gone. McCaffrey, gone. You got dudes jumping the hell out of your program, and it's just like, oh, well, whatever. It's fine. We're going to be 10-2. Didn't you know Satterfield doesn't have offensive coordinator because he doesn't need one? He's an offensive genius. Well, he needed one 2 years ago. Why didn't he need one now?
Oh, man.
Like Ethan's saying, I don't know if it's 10 years, 8 years, 6 years, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
And then you got Scumbag over there walking around cheesing people, trying to lift up somebody's dress.
Whoa!
Wow, so what were you doing last night?
Well, my wife was off, so we drank some drinks, watched TV, and hung out, and just spent some time together.
Mitch, at 5:23, he throws, I'm looking at his face, we're hearing the veto. It was Strieble alone time last night.
Yeah.
What's, I don't even know the guy's name. Cooper? What is
well,
that?
That's,
what's the big deal about
that's
that?
That's perfect.
I don't understand what the big deal about that is.
Well, he's
What am I missing?
He was the recruiting director, and he...
I know, and he left. He took another job. That's what happens in football. Go look to press guys. They take new jobs every 15 minutes.
It was just the timing works. Of it. It's the fact that... Well, this is hey,
look, oh well.
I get it. I
mean,
get
what
it.
You, that's when the job opened. What are you going to do? I mean, I don't. Why do people? I mean, I know Sweeney's having a nervous breakdown over it. And I don't understand what the big deal is.
You wouldn't have a nervous.
Was their recruiting good, bad, indifferent? Did a bunch of guys not come now because he left? I haven't heard. I mean, I don't know what's transpired yet. Let the cake bake. Let's see who's coming and let's see how they did.
It's been so long since we've gotten to let the cake bake. I just want people to realize that. It's been months upon months.
I missed it, and I didn't know how much I missed it until right then. Keep them coming, Mitch.
It's certainly not ideal for Louisville, and I know they didn't they didn't get out of them as much as they certainly would have liked. But I do think it does speak to something positive in there about this staff and Scott Satterfield's hiring ability to know that he got a guy that Georgia really wanted.
Nick Curran's a gem. He's an absolute gem. I love him. Love him.
I like them so much better naturally because I like Rozier, but when Rozier was on that team, because he's so gritty, he's just like the perfect complement to whatever structure that you want to have, because he can take it on his own if you need it. He can mix it up defensively. He gives your team some attitude if you need that.
But Rozier doesn't play there anymore.
I know. I'm just saying. Ever since they since they traded Rozier, just totally lost interest in Celtic, partly because of U of L.
Okay.
But I love his dynamic on the court.
I mean, Drew got him right there, didn't he, Mitch? He got him.
Hey, this is Ailes Down Forever Guy.
Hey, Ailes Down Forever Guy. He's the one that called biscuits and Ailes Down Forever.
I won the soccer ticket, but I didn't want them. I just called in to tell Strabel he's a bum.
That hurt me. That really hurt me.
We were going back to the 40-ish range, but then you went the 90. You went the 90.
Yeah, but apparently, Lou City's not generating the clicks either. So what does generate the clicks?
People's minds are going to explode.
Yeah, I'll say this. Or Nick, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sure that'll make the mixtape.
Jack.
Max and I were like, you're like licking your lips after your lips are almost sore.
If you want it to be big, you can make it big.
And the mayor is getting some side eyes. It's been a rough year for, politics around here, if you will. And out of hundreds of people...
Was he wearing a scarf?
No, he was not wearing a scarf. Yeah, I had that 50-1 of him, or probably 2-1 of him having that, wearing a scarf. But, here we are. Out of hundreds of people over there, he just comes up to our table and starts talking. And I felt like my buddy, in fit dude, I felt like he was giving him the hand of dominance. Like when you're really doing a firm handshake, he shook his hand, and I thought he was giving him one of those dominance. It was an awkward interaction, to say the least. And I felt like we were getting those side eyes and everything. Very nice, but it's been a rough year.
I wish I would have been there.
Would you give him a piece of your mind, Nick?
Well, I'd have had some.
Give him some suggestions. You're going to throw out the first pitch? Well, at a Bats game?
Well, he's been offered that opportunity and seemingly has canceled, the last 10 times in a row. Would love to see him at Louisville Slugger Field sometime. God. Something always manages to come up, but glad he was able to make it out to Lynn Family Stadium.
It's like
That's
me
great.
Committing to something. It's like, it's 50-50 at the
No, place. I know. We just know. I think it's become pretty plainly ingrained in my mind that if he has the opportunity to go out there, he will be there. If he has the opportunity to come to Louisville Slugger Field, he will not. And that's just how it is.
I love that. I love that sound, Mitch. I absolutely love Nick Curran calling out the mayor.
Listen, Curran holds back on a lot of things.
Not on the
politics and stuff like, no, he's full haymaker.
Man, I love that sound. Oh, it's great. Keep them coming, Mitch. That's fantastic. Hightower Men's Clinic, mixtape, keep them rolling.
There was no penetration. He just kind of floated around. And now I'm gagging for the names.
I decided to go ahead and just swallow. I had to make a decision. It was either swallow it or spit it all out.
Oh, no.
Texas says, has Strebel ever been to a champagne room?
No. Well, no. I forgot exactly what the champagne room was, then I remembered. I was like, champagne room? And I was like, oh, yeah, that. I've not been to that. The throat opening isn't big enough.
It's kind of like blowing up my throat a little bit.
I mean, right now, Satterfield is a junk bond. I'm buying. Oh, I think he's going to have a good year. I think they're going to be, you know, like a 7-5-ish kind of year. So I'm buying the junk bond.
Sell, Diener,
I think
sell.
All these things are explainable. It just, please win. I mean, win 7 games, and then everything can be explained away. For me, it never even came to my radar. You know, I mean, I think that's one of those.
He was as visible as any other coach on Twitter. He was the most, probably the most active.
I guess I just don't follow any coaches on Twitter because I just don't. It doesn't. It's just not something I do. I don't follow players, and I don't follow. I mean, I guess I probably follow Satterfield and Gunnar Brewer. I mean, I guess I don't even know.
Satterfield and Gunter Brewer. You can't be Blankenbaker's friend if you don't follow Gunter Brewer. Keep on rolling.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. You know, kind of my thoughts on this, and I'll get your opinion after, but I think Coach Satterfield is still stuck in his mind at Appalachian State and how things went at Appalachian State. I think this job might be a little bit too big for him.
I agree.
Hey, you know, Alabama, Auburn, Texas A&M, you know, it's murderer's row over there.
And we spent a whole year last year with Mark Stoops complaining about his schedule, you know, because he didn't get to put any of the cream puffs on that thing. You know, like they didn't get a chance to do that. They complained all year about their schedule. We got to play, you know, 10 SEC games. Oh my God. Oh, woe is me. You know, but Vince Merrow had wasted no time. You know, I'm not saying we're Alabama or Ohio State, but we're damn near close. Meanwhile, his head coach is complaining about his freaking schedule. Okay. So, nah.
See, he's woken up now, process. See, he's woken up.
He's had to rev up the engine.
But you're not damn near Ohio State and Alabama if your head coach is complaining about your freaking schedule.
How did you land a... Sorry, but Blank's got us there. He trumped us on that one. Keep
it's funny,
going.
Like, it's not funny, but the tale of two shimmels. Like, Jude is this.
Oh, no.
She's an author. She's an advocate for Native American communities. I think she met Obama when he was in office. She's done a lot of advocacy, and she's been really successful, and then Shoney just kind of dropped off the map. And they have a younger sister that plays at Cincinnati, Milan. So I don't know.
Yeah, again,
it's sad, man. Yeah. You never want to see that, you know. And no, I'm not changing the name of my dog.
I think Biscuit's the authorized biographer of the Schimmel sisters. It appears that way. Keep them going.
This guy got spit out about 10 seconds into the ordeal or less. Now you just lotion up, and you know you start sweating. So I got to move it around. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a natural. Are you going to have one of those dog walkers, those little ones, or are you going to have a big old fat one?
That print sounds my favorite of the week. It is.
Mitch, when's the last time you rubbed sunscreen lotion on a woman?
I don't think ever.
They were just still doing this raw. I mean,
look at that.
There's a little. I mean, there's added oomph to her selfies. A little added oomph. I mean, you're welcome, Jessica. For whatever you're thanking me for.
What do you mean you're welcome?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank... Didn't she say you wanted to thank...
She should be thanking me. I'm the one that goes to her account. You don't go to her account anymore. When's the last time you had a good IG lurk?
Gosh, it's been a while. I really haven't lurked too much. Yeah, I haven't lurked too much on IG here recently. I don't know. No good reason. I just haven't. Maybe I'll do that later. I don't know. A lot going on tonight.
My wife heard that. Just for everybody that didn't know, she was listening in at that exact moment. She heard all of it.
You ready for this?
I'm ready. Yeah, all right. I'm always ready for a little Instagram.
Little Instagram. Thought you might like that.
Who's that? B. Josie's. Oh, it's B. Baker. Who's B. Baker?
Let me give you another
one. I like B. Baker. She's in the lounging in the water, and she used a lyric from an old 80s song by The Outfield.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, Josie's on a vacation far away. Yeah.
I mean, there's a bunch on here. I mean, we could go.
I go down any route you want to go down. I mean, whatever you want to do. Oh, good things I learned in 2020. She's a very nice little skirt walking around.
And right there.
She had a lot of clothes on in that one. I'm not used to that.
Right there.
Yeah. I'm used to scantily clad, not like business smart.
What a haymaker line. That's Q Slaz's girlfriend.
Is it really? Good for Q Slaz.
Okay.
Yeah.
But who cares? The Diener moans.
Who cares?
Donovan's worse because his ankle keeps progressively getting worse. Oh, and guess what? There's no rest. Ankles don't get better that way, so he'll be even worse the next game. His ankle will be. It's not getting better.
Well, you're, I mean, for a guy who's normally very positive, you are painting a very pessimistic picture.
I'm so mad because this was the year.
This was the year.
Donovan's not 100% right now. He's got paper mache ankles, but he's getting it done. But without Mike Conley, he's the only playmaker on the court. Like, this is not a this is not a get Donnie help take. I really like the Jazz roster.
I mean, if I watch it, it would be. I don't even think I would even invest my energy because it's like he's going to be hurt and it's going to get worse by the fourth.
Well,
quarter.
Kawhi Leonard's out. I mean, you know.
Well, right. And Connolly and Mitchell are probably going
to. So Mike is saying bet the house on the Clippers. That's what I'm hearing.
Bet the house.
That's what I'm hearing from Mike.
Look, Kawhi Leonard's not playing. You got a shot, Mike. You got Donovan Mitchell's your boy. You wear his shoes. I feel like you have to have some sort of positivity going into this thing.
I'm not negative on Donovan healthy. I'm just saying. He's gonna hurt more. His ankle is gonna hurt more this game than last game, and in the last game it hurt so much that he couldn't do some of the things that he likes to do. So that wasn't good enough to win. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse.
I mean, it just
I tweeted about it a fair amount last night, but the Jazz need Mike Conley back.
Oh my gosh! Utah can barely score with everyone hurt, and then they just choked it away. I mean, how's Donovan's ankle now? You played him 40 more minutes three times
a week.
Maybe
it gets better. I don't know.
No, it doesn't get better with that kind of – I mean, you're talking about the elite-level sports athlete playing jumping, running, lateral, shifting sports and sprinting. And it's like the one thing he needs he can't get. So Mitchell's ankle's not getting better. It's just not. It's going to get worse.
Donovan got an ankle paper mache. I mean, time he lands, he talks about it. He talked about it before the game. He said, look, the big issue I've got right now is confidence landing. He said, I don't feel, you know, that bad running up and down the court, changing direction, but landing after, you know, layups and dunks, whenever he drives, that's when he feels most, you know, tenuous. You know, he feels most, you know, kind of apprehensive, and that can kill your confidence.
You could have done an entire mixtape of Donnie.
I don't want to hear anything about no damn ankles if Donovan Mitchell scores 40 points tonight and the Jazz win. Shut the bleep up.
Or if they score 40 points and the Jazz lose. And Donnie's ankle, out. It's out.
But my son loves soccer.
Is that the one that was going to come on with us last Friday?
Yeah, he wouldn't come on. He was chicken.
Tell his mother?
Yeah, I did.
You know, he sticks his finger in to stop the leak. You got to do that. I miss it by about 2 inches. Story of my freaking life there, being 2 inches short. Now, I'm assuming it didn't really just sit on her cleavage. It probably fell down her shirt.
Whoa, Nick!
And then their eyes become red. And then the males start acting like females in the mating ritual.
What? It was Bull talking about there.
Whoa. Yeah, we need somebody to just grind you guys and get you guys, going at one another.
This is all shocking to me, to be honest, because I came home and I was raving about Jamie to my wife. I was like, this guy was incredible.
Whoa, Greer raving about
Jamie. Evidently, if you can't hold on to the ball, you know, with your sticky fingers...
I'm telling you, I know you're not going to.
Gotta save that thing.
Get a little shot at blank again.
I had to throw it in there. I'm sorry. Texter says Issel and Pratt wins. It's not close. Man, I'm agreeing right now. Unless blank comes in at the end, I got Issel and Pratt winning this bad boy.
Hey, not a problem, not a problem at all. And I know this is ESPN Louisville, and I know I've got a lot of family in Louisville and, you know, growing up there, and I just want to let them know that we're going to beat Louisville by at least 15 this
year. Yes, sir.
Throw it down, Robert. That's what we like to hear.
Damn right.
Andy, James, thank you guys for having me, and appreciate you guys always representing Big Blue Nation in Louisville. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Coach. Beat Louisville this year. We missed the beat them last year. We got to beat them this year. Make it, what is it, three in a row now?
We
gotta
make
it
Cardinal
three in a row.
Stadium.
Let's go, Coach. Throw the mills down. Let's go.
Throw the mills down.
Yeah, and the Kentucky fans, like Mitchell Hannigan, who wants to send out some crap, like, dude, what are you doing?
Whoa, Mitch! Those are fighting words.
What are the chances that Dan McDonald is Louisville's head baseball coach next season?
Oh my gosh. Do I have to worry about this?
Yes.
Gosh.
Yeah, I mean, the thought is LSU will hire Ole Miss's coach potentially, and that McDonald is one of their big targets. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to worry about this. You didn't know you had to worry about this?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Mike's totally surprised. You didn't know you had to worry about this.
Yeah, sorry I hit you with the difficult one there, champ.
Can I just cry about being worried as my answer?
Oh, my. Crumbs had no idea. He had no idea. Oh.
And I wish that had lasted like 7 minutes longer.
Astri Bolfi believes that Stevie Wonder is blind.
Man, that's a tough one. There are some instances where it looks like Stevie Wonder is like reading and doing things where I tend to think he really is blind, but there's a whole internet deep dive into Stevie Wonder not being blind.
I don't believe Helen Keller.
Oh, man.
All that stuff's nonsense. Oh.
What? You don't believe that Helen Keller?
No, there's no way. There's no way. Absolutely no way.
Oh, my God.
Where did this come from?
Oh, my God.
That's a popular theory, too. There's people who don't believe Helen Keller was actually deaf and blind.
Really? I didn't know there was a genre of people that didn't.
Oh, yeah, but there's always people. That's what we were saying.
Yeah, there are. But she really was. Okay.
How? You don't know that.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know. I believe she was blind.
Is that a Callaway County thing?
That's your worst take, maybe, Mitch.
Can't get over Mitch just with an absolute flamethrower.
I know it is. I don't believe Helen Keller.
I had no idea. Yeah,
well, what's the difference between Helen Keller and Stevie Wonder?
Can't remember. Was it a Qdoba?
We're right on a golf course.
Yeah.
It's beautiful blue skies. I mean, this is the perfect way to end the Friday.
You're sounding. Yeah. Okay.
I love this.
Okay. Well,
I'm in my element right now.
No, you're not in your element.
Well, no, not really. I mean, this is swanky. I'm not swanky.
Mitch, he's killing me. He's doing the BBN. He's doing the BBN Southern Indiana thing again.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm here.
How y'all doing? Look at that manicure. Look at that manicure grass.
I'm waving to people as walking.
I'm sure you were.
That's five times that John Calipari came and said, nah, he mine. And just grabbed it. Anytime he wants.
He mine, you gotta say.
So who's in whose head? I mean, like, I gotta offer Reed Shepard. I gotta set up a battle with Calipari. I gotta beat him. I got him on the court. Now I'm gonna get on the recruiting trail. Over who? Who are you offering over? DJ Wagner, Jalen Duren, Reed Shepard. Five times that John Calipari came and said, nah, he mine.
That was bad, but funny.
That basketball video that they did last week got me so
hyped. Oh, stop it. You are just lying through your... Enough of your lies. You've reached your lie quota for the morning. The amount of lies coming out of the producer booth this morning are just... It's just amazing. I mean...
Diener called him out, and good for him. Hightower Benz Clinic mixtape. Got about five, 6 more minutes of sounds here, Mitch? Keep them rolling. We're going to take you to the weekend. Let's go.
I know they spelled the word official wrong on these one-sheeters they made for each player.
That's such a bad look.
That's really...
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I would not want... I'd be like, well, they clearly don't have their bleep
together. Well, but that wouldn't keep him going to his school if something was misspelled on a piece of paper.
An eyebrow or two.
I won't say that.
You are looking for anything to crush Satterfield. I don't know why you hate him. You have hate in your heart for Scott Satterfield. It is dark. It is dark hatred.
It's dark hatred.
It's dark hatred.
I don't want him to like die. Like he seems like a perfectly reasonable individual, but as a coach, I don't think he's very good.
Well, but no, it's not that you don't think he's very good. You don't like him.
Raise an eyebrow or two.
Well, and Ennis, no,
and then Ennis is glowing in these events.
Oh, there it is.
And I was on Mark Ennis' show yesterday, and he said, "Well, why is there a shortage of officials?"
So I heard Ennis talk about this and breaking it down. And
you know, they were talking this week, Mark Ennis. I mean, he mentioned 6 or 7 teams have been...
The Ennis train.
I pretended like I didn't know that you needed me to come over there. Because
just to see it.
I kind of wanted to let it linger for a little bit.
I left because we couldn't get connected. Right. That's a pretty good reason to leave.
But the photography session was hysterical.
Paparazzi, Drew. You got to get used to it.
You probably get that down there, Jared. I'm sure, you know, you go, you're just being photographed on the streets of Nashville.
I have seen the paparazzi take pictures of me one time, but I was kind of the just collateral damage.
Oh, come on, Stillman.
Somebody just texted it. That's Bob Beatty, you jackass. Oh, who's God. Bob Beatty?
Bob Beatty's like the greatest football coach ever in probably in the Kentucky high school football history at Trinity.
Really?
Oh, my God. You
oh,
just.
Oh, wow. Whoa. I even know that. I'm not from here.
He processed it, no Bob Beatty. Well, I'll give him a pass on that. He doesn't care about Kentucky high school football. I'll give Process a pass on that one. Keep him coming, Mitch. Let's roll.
Maybe I'm just having loser confessionals today. Okay. I'm kind of glad. Steve, I didn't want the pressure of losing. Oh my God.
I know. I mean, Maven and Rummage went from all in on the TBT to actually, I'm glad the Louisville's not playing. What a turn. What a
basically,
turn of events.
Yeah, that they didn't have enough brand name players. I don't know what the other teams look like.
How many guys? I mean, you had Samardo Samuels, you had Wayne Blackshear, you had Shane Bohannon, you had Chris Jones. I mean, who else am I missing on that? Like, there was.
They were getting ready to announce Preston Knowles. I don't know. I don't know what the other teams look like.
What sort of brand name guys do you need?
I mean, game.
I'm gutted over this. I was looking forward to watching this over the summer.
Oh,
gutted?
I'm not gutted.
I'm choked. I mean,
Maven's gutted. I think Maven's,
gutted. I was excited to watch the guys out there and, you know, see some of our former Louisville Cardinals compete again in this tournament. I'm not gonna say that I wasn't. I am disappointed. You know, gutted's probably the wrong word. I am disappointed. I was looking forward to watching that.
There you go.
The mouth it goes.
Whoa.
There you go.
Crumbs.
What the hell are they doing over there on the Diener show?
I don't know. I don't want to know, maybe. That's bizarre. Keep them coming.
I mean, Blankenbaker, he's got the hate in him for Calipari, doesn't he?
He's got the hate in him for anything blue, okay?
Really?
It's all UK. He just hates him.
So he talks to Dan and I very friendly, even though he hates us.
Well, I don't know if he hates you guys individually, but hey, man, if it's you know, Coach Stoops, or if it's John Calipari, yeah, he's pretty heavy-handed on his hatred of them.
Well, he'll hate us even more if he thinks Reed Shepard's coming to U of L.
That's fair.
Haymaker Issel, yeah!
Yeah, I can see, like, Patty Ice, like, painting himself like the Joker.
Patty Ice.
You know how I got these scars?
Yeah. Like, I can see that happening.
Yeah, I can see that.
Pat can't like that sound.
I can see Patty Ice paint himself like the Joker.
I didn't even make the league, you know what I'm saying, or I didn't stick yet. Y'all are going to have to play a lot better than me just to get anywhere near the dreams y'all want to accomplish. So,
just wait another month and a half, and after Donovan Mitchell wins the NBA Finals, back there working out with Ross McMahon's.
Listen.
I can't get over the sound. It's great. It's so great.
I think this is the last one.
All right, last sound. Everyone have a great weekend. We'll be back with you on The Take on Monday through to 6 p.m. Andy Sweeney will be back with us. We got
You don't know the name of the show, do you?
Oh, man. I do know the name of the show, but it's escaping me. It's... Damn it. Go ahead, Mitch. Tell the folks.
Inside Churchill Downs
coming up next. I saw Darren Rogers milling around out there. Let's go.
Who are the other two people?
Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day on Sunday. I'll see you later.
It's such BS bullcrap stuff, and it's just lies. And if you're a Kentucky fan listening to this, you can go tell Nick Roush that he can kiss my ass.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.